now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Claudia Romero was a single mother when she came to this country to save some money. She left her young son with her sister in Mexico and hoped that she would return and buy a house. But when Claudia got to America, she decided she wasn't going back. She wanted education and a better life for her son. So she worked until she was able to bring him to the States. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, Claudia told her son Samuel about her journey.
When I came here, I didn't have anybody. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have a place to go. So I looked in the paper and I found an advertisement for a family person who needed somebody to clean the house. And thank God, the family were really nice. They paid me very little. I was making about $120 a week, working every day of the week, cleaning, cooking, taking care of the kids. But they teach me some English. I didn't really go to school until about 2.5 years later to learn English, like on the weekends. 3 years later, when I had too many kids to pay for daycare, we kind of limited our expenses so that I can stay home and go to school. And that's when I went to school full time. I learned English, and as soon as I learned enough to take classes, I started taking high school classes because I only had sixth grade education when I came here.
So throughout that entire experience, do you ever feel like you were discriminated against for either being an immigrant or not knowing the language or anything like that?
I remember my first job as a nurse. You know, I worked very hard to become a nurse. Nobody gave me anything. And my first job, this patient that I had, she said, so where are you from? And I said, well, I'm from Mexico. And she said, whoa, you're lucky you're not putting your back out in the sun or something like that. And I said, I work very hard. And I left her room and went into the break room and I was crying. I also have another patient before tell me, I don't like them Mexicans. And I said, it's okay because I'm not them. I remember when you start kindergarten and you came home once and you told me, Mom, are Mexican lazy? And I said, why you say that? You see me sitting around, you see your dad sitting around all day. And she said, no, you guys are working all the time. And I said, why do you say that? And he said, at school, these kids were saying that Mexicans are lazy. And I said, well, I can tell those kids that we are not lazy. And also I said, you have to work. You have to work more than everybody else. What they teach you in school is not enough. You have to come back home and study more. Because for them, this is enough. But for you, it's not, because you are Hispanic and you always have to work harder than everybody else. When people tell you things and tell you names, you're going to show them that you're not lazy and you're not dumb.